Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, and welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Hope you're subscribed to all three channels with the little bell clicked. And just a quick note again, you could jump between channels right over here on each one of the channels. You could just connect to Heart's Home. Just click that. You could connect over to eArts. You could connect over to our website or our Patreon or Ko-Fi. They are all interlinked. 60,000 pounds explosive ammonium nitrate missing from a train in California. What could go wrong?
You know, what could possibly go wrong? I just don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking. I mean, the possibilities, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, you think back to Oklahoma City and that explosive event and what they told us, because again, we have to always just, we should preface it that this is what we were told. It was, you know, basically hand concocted, put together using farming equipment, and boom. That's what they say anyway. But this rail car loaded with 30 tons of chemical left Cheyenne, Wyoming on April 12th. Car was found to be empty after arrived 2 weeks later at a rail stop in the Mojave Desert, according to a short incident report from the explosives firm that made the shipment. Where did it go? They don't know. If you have any information, let them know. Maybe you could help out.
Yeah, of course they don't know. I mean, with this day and age, the way technology is, nah, they'll never find out. Or they could never look for any cameras or anything like that. Certainly not.
Have you looked at Google Earth lately? I mean, shoot. Everything that we do is closely monitored. I mean, I've looked at it, zeroed in, and realized, wow, looks like it just took photos last week. Because, yep. You know, I had this situated this way, and now it was situated that way. Well, that was from a week ago. They watch everything.
I know, and they sit there and pretend to be, oh, I'm perplexed. We don't know what happened. Sure.
So the company Dyno Noble made the report May 10th to the Federal National Response Center. Yeah, well, with all the sleepy cellular units, also known as the illegal immigrants crossing the border, and just all the other actors in the big drama that we're watching unfold and play, it'll probably turn up sooner or later.
Yeah, sooner or later. We'll see.
Yeah, one way, shape, or form. Let us put our positive intentions out there that it's not an explosive event. So here you see U.S. policy on lethal autonomous weapon systems. This is from USNI News, United States Naval News. And this is the link. It talks about what is this, you know, laws, what they call laws. Well, it's defined as a weapon system that once activated can select and engage targets without any further intervention by a human operator. So in other words, this is AI. And once it's turned on or left on, it can decide what humans to eliminate on its own without anybody giving an okay. It just will decide, okay, threat, eliminate.
You know, again, what could possibly go wrong? And I could never have seen this coming with all the movies out there, Terminator.
Yes. I mean, you know, again, Terminator, The Matrix, everything that we've seen, it's all in the movies. Dark City, for those of you. That's a good one. That's a big one to watch. A little cheesy, but it was good. So the directive contrasts laws with human supervised or human on the loop autonomous weapon systems, in which operators have the ability to monitor and halt a weapon's target engagement. So, you know, this is a case where once it's implemented, it can just make decisions on its own. That's crazy. In 2018, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the prospect of machines with the discretion and power to take human life is morally repugnant. In 2021, this is more than a mere prospect. It's all about algorithms. Algorithms. Likelihood. Oh, what, like you said, what could go wrong? Everything could go wrong. Oops, that wasn't who we thought it was. It was a malfunction. Well, I don't think we could put the brain back inside the head, so, you know, we better update that algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, I mean, again, what could possibly go wrong? Look at all of the materials that go through, you know, that are prescribed. Gosh, it's all computerized. Nothing could go wrong.
Specific battle problem tests, expanded use of networked autonomous warships. In other words, you know, basically drones, for lack of a better word, are going to be making their entry. They're already out there, but they're going to be taking over more and more of the roles. And as we've said, going all the way back to the beginning of the channel, what's going to happen at some point in time is humans are going to realize what's going on, and humans will not go for it. So this is that next step creeping in front of your face, when humans will say, I'm not going along with this. I'm not going to push that button. Don't worry. AI will.
You know, it's just, it's sign of the times. And unfortunately, we can go back and look at certain movies to find out what their plans are. And Mike and I kind of noticed something. We were driving somewhere and we were just listening to like some mainstream news, more for entertainment purposes. But still, I mean, everything that they're talking about, we can see past that layer of BS. And they're just going to continue on with their march to this place where anyone listening probably does not want to be there. And I think this is where we need to decide, you know, here's where I split my energy off of it. The energy split takes time. You have to become self-sufficient. So it's at least good to start thinking about it now to get away from this thing, because this is not something that we're going to go along with.
Yeah, absolutely. And the article, again, this is from United States Navy News. The future maritime fight, as Navy officials see it, will involve military forces with a mix of manned and unmanned aircraft, ships, and other systems. Some actions will one day involve solely uncrewed platforms. This is the next step. This is when we walk fully into a sci-fi movie. As we've been going, you know, through living out the dramas in front of us, yeah, you're going to go from this perspective that things are biblical four horsemen to realizing it's more like Terminator and Matrix the entire time. The whole perspective is going to change. And you do have people that say, watch out, Project Blue Beam. They're going to make it think it's aliens. Well, you know, again, if you look to the sky right now, what you're seeing is not actually what's there. There is an overlay up there now. So that blue beam's been in effect the entire time. The alien invasion happened thousands of years ago. We are just going to kind of come to the realization that it's been extraterrestrial, interdimensional the whole time. Biden administration proposes Israel a few weeks ago the idea of engaging in joint military planning on Iran, but Israeli officials have so far treated the proposal with suspicion, fearing an attempt to tie Israel's hands from taking action against Iran. You know, again, that WW3 is already underway, as we all know. They will just escalate and de-escalate as needed to maximize, you know, the chances of their outcome being exactly what they have scripted according to their AI programs. Yeah. These hilarious puppets in power. I mean, again, Senior Poopy Pants cannot, obviously. He's incapable of making any rational decisions on anything. And I think anybody that thinks that Senior Poopy Pants is making decisions really ought to go get their head examined, because it's pretty obvious, totally incapable. But, you know, people are awakening to the fact that there's a government behind the government. But I don't think people really want to awaken to the fact of what that government truly is that's behind the government.
No, and that's really the tough part. That's the part where you come to realize that these factions that are moving everything are working as one. Basically, they're just funding both sides so that both sides can do whatever they want to do. But there's always a planned outcome, and that planned outcome is to control us.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the while we've had things go missing in the U.S., we've had train derailments, we've had all sorts of explosions of factories, especially hard hitting in the energy and food sector. Same thing's going on in Russia, and actually the same thing's going on in China. I mean, it's going in places that are not direct fronts, even, as if you start really paying attention to all the stuff that's going on all across the globe, because really, again, it's a war on humanity in general. Humanity has to realize that humanity is being used to control and eradicate humanity. It's by an outside source.
Well, it's so awful because they want to set it up to make it look like some kind of bad guy is, you know, doing all these things behind the scene, when, you know, it's those ones that we put into office. They're the ones who are simply doing as they're told. You know, they just want it to look like there's a bad guy out there, but that's them.
Yeah, there's the ultimate good cop, bad cop ongoing, which it plays out in our religious text. And if we look closely, we'll see that depending on what nation you are looking at, those roles can be basically switched at any time. So you have Russia detaining three hypersonic rocket scientists as Kremlin is left reeling over claims Dagger missiles were shot down by Ukraine's Patriot defense system. And then you got photos of U.S. Patriot missiles all over Ukraine, as you know, apparently it was blown up. But then they say no, it was damaged, but it's operable. We got it up and running already. You know, again, the point is, you're going to get the opposing story from the opposing side, and you can't trust any of it. So, even though, of course, we're quoting the news because the news is out here, people are talking about the news. They want to hear the news. We don't believe the news. No, we never trust any of these. I don't care if it's USA Today, RT, if it's Yahoo. Certainly don't trust any of the mainstream media. Actually, people are leaving the mainstream media in droves. Well, that's good. That is good. But even don't even trust, you know, the alternatives. You got to kind of learn how to, you know, weigh it for yourself. Feel into it. Just like in Star Wars, you know, feel into it. What do you feel? What do you sense? And not necessarily with the clouded judgment. Well, I'm hoping it's a white hat over the hill. But feel deeper. And sometimes we, you know, we can't envision any sort of different outcome. So we end up putting blind trust in another one of those beings that are totally in the system. As we see, Trump was right. Russian collusion was a hoax. Good luck regaining the public's trust. Yeah, absolutely. This is from Yahoo. And you have House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He's called for immediate expulsion and possible prosecution of Representative Adam Schiff for committing crimes of treason against the U.S. No surprise there again. Before the Red Dawn scenario, they want the country to be in civil war. And we could see how they are doing it. We are very, very close. We are very, very close. They're just looking for the right trigger. And that trigger might involve those missing 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. Yeah, maybe that's part of the trigger that sends things off. We don't know. There's so many different possibilities out there. They always have multiple possibilities out there for triggering even greater chaos. FBI refuses to give Congress informant file alleging 46 took bribes as vice president. Again, you know, any top-level politician is truthfully, it's very easy to equate them with top-level mafioso in so many ways. They're all about the connections. It is the good old boy network, and it's more about who you know and what can you do for me.
you know, we see all these magnificent headlines and it looks like, well, maybe something's going to happen and something's going to go on. But what seems to keep getting covered over is all of these things that have been passed, like the Patriot Act and so many other laws that have been passed, that we have lost our rights, our basic rights. But none of that's ever going to come back. But they might flash on the news saying, oh, so-and-so was busted. Well, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to give us our rights back. And it's like they just want to whitewash over everything and just pretend like they are actually doing something, and they're not. You know, it's like we're only going to up the taxes for this one thing, but do they ever take the taxes back down? No, never.
No, they never do. And U.S. proxies win in the Thai elections. U.S.-Chinese tensions are preparing to grow. Yeah, because we're, you know, it's a slow burn. China is ready to smash Taiwanese independence, so says the defense ministry. The official in Beijing has warned that expanding military ties between the U.S. and Taipei are very wrong and dangerous. And so, again, that is also just a matter of time and what they view would be the most opportune for them. PFizer sells $31 billion of bonds in fourth largest deal ever, and it's all about acquisitions. Here you have PFizer, who I think there's an awful lot of people on the planet that think that it should not even exist at this point in time after everything that's happened, along with many other entities, you know, corporate entities. They should not exist, and you want to talk about setting up tribunals. And they're raking in record profits, and nothing has happened. Again, this is why you'll see one of the last topics is the way it is. Cyclone Mocha, deadly storm, hits Myanmar and Bangladesh coasts. Yeah, this one actually wiped out like 90% of this one city, Sitwe, 90% of Western Rakhine's state capital, Sitwe, has been destroyed. That's massive. Loss of life is in the hundreds, unfortunately. Please do send your prayers and positive intentions over there. Lots of fires going on up in Canada. Some have mentioned it. Could this be arson? Is this just, you know, negligent campers? Is this volcanoes getting ready to go? And, you know, now and again, I'll see comments where people are talking about the 12,000-year cycle. And, you know, I think that there are people that are out there that are taking advantage of natural cycles and even, you know, putting it out there that everything that the elites do, they're doing because of a 12,000-year cycle. I don't think so. In fact, I think we really don't have to worry about the pole shift with the resulting crustal displacement when we have the power structure in place right now is the most dangerous thing on the planet by a mile. By a mile. I mean, we are facing WW3. We were facing the probability of some other plague upon the land that will be much more devastating than what we saw before, and the cure, you know, to that plague, because you got to really put that in there. Obviously, you know, humanity's greatest dangers, I think technology, and most definitely the power structure is by far the most dangerous thing that's right in front of our faces. If we're just focused on a pole shift that might come, you know, 20 years down the line. But again, we've done remote viewing and we don't see evidence of that disruption, but we do see way less people. I mean, way less people. But it's not massive tidal waves from a pole shift and a crustal displacement. It's the things that you fear the most if you are really watching, and that's the few, and that whole paradigm, and everything going on that's leading to, leading to famine, war. It's leading to the four horsemen. Which again, these horsemen are told when they ride, they're set in motion. And it's not set in motion by source or the creator of this universe. No, no, no. It's set in motion by the power structure on the planet. U.S. depression rates reach all new highs. Yeah, and in the article they go into, yeah, one of the biggest factors was the whole plague upon the land. And, you know, everything we had to go through. And maybe people were inhaling far too much of what their body was desperately trying to exhale. And maybe it's done permanent damage to people's brains. I think it has. I think a lot of things have done permanent damage to people's brains. When you see what happens in this world, the way it's set up with the medical system, oh, okay, you go see your DR, you know, you're clinically depressed. Here you go. You could take this, or you could take that. And you see that the side effects could be everything from losing any sort of normal ability to function with your, you know, significant other, to nosebleeds, racing heartbeat, restlessness, lack of sleep, loss of consciousness, hives, rashes, you know, twitching. I mean, it goes on and on. With the side effects are worse than what's trying to be cured. But yet we know there's study after study that says simple exercise, yoga, meditation, qigong, these things can help significantly, and all the side effects are all good.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, and it's like, why do we keep going back and back and back for the quick fix? And
it's because that's what's trained into society. TikTok, you only got 3 minutes. I don't even have 3 minutes. People don't have 3 minutes to focus. How are they going to learn to meditate?
Right. And you know, when it comes to human nature, we do have a weakness. We have a natural weakness, and that is to be a little bit lazy. We tend to be a little lazy. So it is easier, you know, if we just have this thing. Somebody says, here, no, you don't have to change your life. You don't have to take time to spend on yourself. You just take this pill and everything's going to fall into place. But, you know, depression, that means something. That is your soul kind of speaking out and reaching out saying, guys, there's something else going on here. We need to change whatever we're doing, and we need to steer this ship in another direction because we're not doing so good. And there's also that really, really, really big thing that happens when you go through an awakening. So it is common to fall into that depression, dark night of the soul. It's a very real thing. And it's not something that a pill is going to get you through. That's when you know, it's usually in a Saturn return, people actually go through this depression. And that's usually 28 years of age, roughly, is when you have your first Saturn return. And people are realizing that, you know, I'm not going to be in this body forever. And what am I doing with my... They get hit with all of these really hard questions. And it's time for them to find answers. So it's a very difficult time in your life. And it's time to actually help yourself through it and let other people help you as well.
Absolutely. And like you were saying, again, you want to do some serious work, because in, again, many different ways of looking at health issues. If we're looking at it from a traditional Chinese medicine, which now Chinese medicine is Western medicine, so it's, again, you know, everything about these indigenous belief structures and systems have been supplanted for the most part by the control system. And it's all about emotions, processing emotions and managing them and realizing, actualizing, letting go. And, you know, we can do that with, again, things that are mind, body, breath. It takes more time, takes more effort. And again, they are banking on you not having the focus, not having the ability to focus for 20 minutes at a time. Or whatever. Yeah, this is why TikTok is exploding. It's because people don't have the ability to focus. And it's so sad, but this is part of their whole system. So instead, just here you go. Take one of these. Don't worry about the side effects. Nausea, that's normal. Dizziness, trouble sleeping, loss of appetite, weakness, dry mouth, sweating, blurred vision. Well, you know, you'll... You just go back to the DR, you know, get 8 minutes with the DR, spend another $200, head off to wherever, Walmart, CVS, get something else, and it's going to do the same thing again and again and again. It's insanity. It really is. It's the definition of insanity. But they know, we most people don't have the ability to focus. Again, it's the same thing with our belief systems. Is it works? Or is it by faith that you are saved? All you got to do is say these words. That's it. Say these words, get a little dab of water on you. You're good. You don't have to do another damn thing for your whole life. They bank on us not having an attention span. They do. This little guy, though, there you go. He's got a buddy, and his buddy won't let go. I'm sticking to you like glue.
You know what really is adorable? When people do decide to make a change with their lives and work on their energies, we keep getting report after report that, like, insects will just land on them. Birds will just come to them. It's amazing. You know, this one guy we were working with and working on, he had this grasshopper just jump right up on his knee, and it just would not leave. He was like trying to like gently push it off, and it just would not leave. And person after person that they work on, you know, their cats will come see them. One guy had a big flock of birds show up when we were working on him. So I thought that was amazing. So Mother Nature and energy definitely go hand in hand, and we can work closely together if we put ourselves in that space.
As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.